that game. Do you agree?
Well, you know what? I took a couple of things out of that, Tim. Number one, we miss Chris Hill because of his perimeter defense. We got to tighten up there. And we take the turnovers away. Michigan State wins that ball game.
Well, and there was one point where the sloppy play, they had at least 7 or 8 points where nice shots, the layup that missed, the alley-oop, the bounce pass in the middle of the... Oh, it was ugly. It was ugly. I went to bed before it was over. I knew where it was headed.
I was just impressed that that's a pretty hostile place. And the guys hung in there. I don't think the people jumping up and down was the reason for the sloppy play. They just didn't play
They had the potential to win the thing.
Yep.
Given another shot, they could take two. Yeah. But we digress. What's up, man?
I've got a lot to talk to you about. But the first thing I wanted to talk to you about, I watched the interview with Virge Bonero. And it got me to thinking, he's a smart guy. He's an energized guy. He fights for labor. He fights for Lansing. He fights for Michigan. And the way I perceived him on this program, and tell me if I'm wrong and what you think, is he's almost like a caricature because they were making fun of him as he went off on one of his tangents. And I just wondered if that's good for his image and his position.
You know what? I don't think he really cares. He is what he is, and whether you like him or not, there are a lot of people in politics who either like them or don't, and I'm thinking of John Engler. A lot of people didn't like this guy. He was not warm and fuzzy. Verge can be warm and fuzzy. He chooses not to let that out a lot, but that is inside of him. He's a passionate man, and he has a great life story to tell. But he is what he is. He's not going to reinvent himself. I think if advisors said, and they did. Look, they tried to tone him down during that campaign, and they did it successfully, but they might have dialed him down too much. Who knows? But you know what? He wasn't going to win that thing anyway, so it's a moot question.
Well, I like him, and I just want him to be respected for who he is and what he does, and I just wonder if that respect is eroded by displays like that, especially how the media was snickering and laughing, and I don't know. I just didn't put a good taste in my
mouth. He'll be okay. He'll be all right. Don't worry about him.
I'm sure Verge isn't worried about me worrying about him.
Why not?
how did we get this cash for the schools?
Well, it was federal money that was sitting on the table that lawmakers needed to allocate, okay? And so it's not a big windfall, but Bob Emerson, the budget director, tells me that indeed they could be bringing some teachers back from a layoff status with some of this money, but it's one-time money again. It's sort of putting your finger in the dike, but the federal money won't be there next year, so they still have got a funding problem. But we're also reporting exclusively this morning, Tony, a story that you're not aware of, if I can share it with you right now.
Please.
A document is on the table produced by the Granholm Administration Budget Office on how you would go about cutting $3 billion out of the budget if Mr. Snyder, incoming governor, chooses to do so. Now, interestingly, the Snyder people say, we didn't request this thing. Our fingerprints are not on this thing, and they're not embracing any of the recommendations, which include privatizing the University of Michigan, eliminating all of the road patrols by the Michigan State Police, and all the motorists are going, I like that idea. Taking aid away from the libraries, mental health aid, and Medicaid, eliminating $400 million in revenue sharing, and on and on and on the list goes. Now, we should also point out, T, that this was leaked by some pro-government special interest groups who have, I think, a hidden agenda, which is paint the picture so bleak that the public will rise up and say, we can't possibly cut those services, so maybe we ought to raise some revenue. The Snyder people basically have this document. They have not indicated how they're reacting to it, but it's out there, and it will cause a stir.
If you had to guess, is it from folks from the Snyder administration?
No. But look, this guy has said his objective, quote unquote, is to avoid a revenue increase. So that means $1.6 billion in cuts on top of the $1.5 billion that he has to replace from revamping the Michigan business tax. So here's a document that takes you to the $3 billion figure. You can get there, but it is ugly. It's not pretty. Can he get the votes for it? Will he endorse any of this stuff? We simply do not know, but it is now on the table.
So, where do we go? We don't have a lot of time left, as these folks will be leaving office in a few days.
Well, this current legislature, of course, is not going to deal with the budget deficit next year. They've got their own problems to take care of in the supposed last day of the lame duck session, and there will be plenty of activity. There already has been. But basically, for the most part, this legislature is done. It will hand off, as other administrations and legislatures have done, to the new governor, this bucket bucket of red ink and go at it, guys. See if you can eliminate it.
You know what, Tim? Getting back to this story that you're breaking here.
Actually, I'm not the Mirror's newsletter guys are. Okay. I'm just stealing it from them.
Well, I'm stealing it from you.
Welcome to our world, right?
You've seen something like this come before, and in its genesis, is there any motivation? Is there any information coming from the Snyder administration or from the Granholm administration?
Well, look, at the governor's office, some of these ideas are not new. The privatizing the U of M has been out there before, and the Maize and Blue went bonkers, and basically that was rejected. I remember covering a state senator at least 30 years ago, Senator David Holmes, who proposed eliminating the state cop road patrols. That never got anywhere. So some of this stuff is so draconian that it is on paper, but it probably doesn't get beyond that point. The Snyder people are going to have to get into this issue of where do you cut the budget. They clearly have to do that if he's going to avoid a revenue increase. And so this could be a working document, but again, the Snyder people want to make it clear at this first read on this story, their fingerprints are not on this at all. They're not embracing any of this stuff. They're not even sure they're going to look at it, you know, the usual stuff that you do, because it's toxic. It's explosive, but that's what some people want to put out there.
Tim, I read this morning teacher evaluations and tenure could be tied to their students' academic achievement under a bill passed by the Michigan Senate.
That's correct. It did clear the Michigan Senate. Ron Jelinek, who is a favorite of the MEA, voted no on it. I think its future in the House is questionable at best and probably DOA at worst. But Wayne Kuipers is on a mission before he leaves, and he said, you know what? The tenure system now is designed to protect lousy teachers, and we need to do something about that. Of course, the Michigan Education Association wants to say something about that, and it will in the House where it has a little more sway. So I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Tim, I'm all for the arts, but in trying economic times, I wonder where the state found monies to give to the city of Detroit.
Well, it didn't. It allowed the people to create an authority that would raise some money, have the potential to raise some money for the Detroit Institute of Arts and the Detroit Zoo. And they almost threw in the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, but they did not. So this is enabling legislation. It allows local units of government to set up an authority that could then go to the people to raise millage for these institutes and the like. So it is not a tax increase or a state bailout.
Why is Bill Nowling leaving Rick Snyder? You figured he did all the work to help get Rick Snyder elected. Why not see him through the next 4 years?
Well, he found another job.
Okay. Just seems kind of strange to me. Usually, folks who are have longstanding ties with someone, especially through a campaign, come and work with him.
Well, you raise the question because this is now the second press person that has left the campaign. Jake Suski, who was there, I think I'm pronouncing his name right. He wasn't in town long enough to know his last name. He was jettisoned after the primary campaign, and now Mr. Nowling. It's hard to nail this stuff down, but maybe there was, you know, the personalities didn't match. Who knows? But Nowling has landed on his feet working for a public relations firm, and so he's out the door. We don't know who the new media secretary is going to be.
In Scoop's blog today, I saw this coming from a mile away because it's the way you write headlines. Utah ain't Michigan. You talked about this before. We've got someone going to run the budget for the state of Michigan who's coming from Utah.
Well, Utah is not Michigan. I mean, Michigan is a very diverse state. Utah, let's be generous here, is rather homogenous. And they did have a budget deficit out there, but it didn't approach what it was. But by the same token, this guy is a CPA. He's out of the Snyder mold. He's anxious to tackle this budget deficit. So the fact that he's from a small state out wherever it is, it probably doesn't mean a lot, but he's going to have culture shock when he arrives in Michigan because this ain't Utah, as I suggested.
So what will the legislature, the Senate, the new administration be doing until they take power in January?
Well, they continue the transition process. He's in Washington this week. He's met with some of the new House and Senate leadership down there in the Congress and got a briefing on the Homeland Security at the White House with this president, and that's his first visit there. And he's not going to do anything to extend unemployment benefits. He will not do like this current governor has done, which is to call Congress to act on this so that 180,000 people can continue to get checks. And he'll come back to Michigan and continue to appoint department directors and hit the ground running on January 21st.
I also read where he is going to ask the feds for money to help pay a $3.8 billion debt. Good luck with that.
Yeah, the feds have got their own financial problems, and, you know, it's nice to ask. If you don't ask, you never get it. But, you know, the problem there is that he realizes that Michigan businesses will have to be taxed even more to restore the money to the fund. So if the feds bail them out, they don't have to do that. As you suggest, that's a nice Christmas wish, but it probably is not going to happen.
What are you working on for Channel 6 today?
We're going to follow up on this Mears story on where these cuts would come from and talk to all the players and see how they react and put that on the puppy later on today.
Do you think that Rick Snyder has any power in keeping the football coach at Michigan employed?
Yeah, have a nice day, Tony.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, man.
That's
have fun.